Blog Talk Radio.
Too much month left over at the end of the money? Tired of stretching out your paycheck to the last penny? Learn how to think like a millionaire, live within your means, and find true financial independence with Heather Wagenhals, Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Tune in to the midweek update for all the tips and tricks you'll need to manage your money. Here's your host, Heather Wagenhals.
Greetings and salutations, everyone. You are listening to the Midweek Update on Heather Wagenhals Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am Heather, your hostess with the Financial Mostess. And for Wednesday, October 28th, we are broadcasting live from the HQ Real Estate and Investment Offices in Scottsdale, Arizona. Yay! I can't believe it's already Halloween. I'm so, not digging that we're that close to the end of the year. I have so many things left to get done. How are you doing on your goals checklist for the year? I'm afraid to look. I should look because I think I'm behind, and that way I know that I can catch up, but because I know that I'm kind of behind, I'm afraid to look to see exactly how far behind I am, one of those kind of things. So I just need to look, get it over with, so I can get on the stick and maximize the rest of my year. And all of you, I suggest, should do that as well. For today's show, I am so excited. We're going to talk about Halloween tips, tricks for your little munchkins on the short dime. And we're also going to talk about debt settlement. There's an interesting article, the fabulous Karen Gurm, our producer of this broadcast, came up with, and I'd love to talk to you about that. Plus, I want to talk about this week's key coming up for Saturday and Saturday's guest. This week is knowledge is power, not knowing is powerful. And the reason why this key is so important is people say, well, I don't know. And that is actually a strong position. So many people feel like they're weak when they don't know something. But actually identifying an area that you do not have expertise in or potentially any knowledge at all is liberating, is powerful, because you can then take action and either A, learn what you need to know, or delegate that to a professional who can fulfill that particular ideal. Because ignorance is not bliss. Ignorance is just ignorant. And you have to take responsibility for what's going on in your financial lives. And just because you don't know something doesn't mean you can't figure it out, or once you figure it out and it's something that you don't want to work on, you can now delegate it once you acknowledge that there is a segment of your life that you're lacking in knowledge. So that's why I like this week's key, because we're going to talk about how do we identify the areas of our financial lives that we don't know anything about, or don't know that we even needed to know anything about. And we're going to go through every single category of your personal financial life that you need to be aware of. And then you can decide, yes, that's something I want to learn about so I can become more knowledgeable and a more effective decision maker in that category. Or, well, now that I know I need to know that, I don't want to do it, like paying bills or whatever that you can delegate to a bookkeeper. Doing your taxes annually, you can delegate that. But unless you recognize something that you need to know and then identify whether or not you have a knowledge inventory of that particular subject, you can't delegate it effectively. So knowledge is power, but not knowing is powerful. It's so important to create financial independence. I love, my husband has this great saying. He says, I know what I know, and I know what I don't know. And that's where the power comes in, and he knows what his limitations are, so he focuses on his strengths, and he delegates his weaknesses, those areas that he doesn't know enough about or doesn't want to take the time to know. And that is so powerful, and we're going to talk about how important that is when you can identify what you know and what you don't know, in Saturday's show. So it's going to be great. I'm so excited about that. We also have a fabulous Investor's Edge guest, and I'm really thrilled because we don't ever get to talk about property taxes enough. And we have Valerie Faltis, who is a property tax expert and a certified property tax appraiser. She worked in the LA County Assessor's Office for 4 years, and during that time, she assessed over 6,000 properties. She was also a residential licensed fee appraiser in California. And when she left the assessor's office, she knew she could help homeowners save thousands of dollars every year. But when she worked at the assessor's office, she really couldn't divulge that information. And she gave up a cush-govy job to go out on her own to help individual homeowners find these little hidden loopholes and be able to maximize their tax position by reducing their overall taxes. So she's going to be our guest this Saturday. So I'm so excited about having a property tax law expert, because some of you probably have seen in some of the markets that saw those great increases in property value, well, you also saw a commensurate increase in your property tax. And now that the market has receded, I don't know about you, but I just got my assessor's tax statement, and my taxes went up, and I'm like, but wait a minute, my property value dropped by one-third. How can you possibly do that? So I'm excited to see what she has to say, so maybe I can learn something new also about what I can do to reduce my property tax obligation. So we've got Halloween coming up in a couple of days, and your kids are going to be out there tricking and treating, hopefully more treating than tricking. But what do you do when you have to save a few bucks? Maybe financially you just can't swing that expensive Barbie costume with all of the fancy bells and whistles, and that's not, it's not in your family's finances for this year. What can we do for Halloween and do it for less? Well, Scott Reeves writes that it's easy to spend $35 to $90 on a Halloween costume for your child and a snap to drop yet another $100 on a party, but you don't have to. So he says that the more you and your kids do things together in designing and putting together costumes, the more memorable Halloween will be, and it'll give you an opportunity to save money. So kids always want to dress up as the most recent superhero of the moment or famous movie main character. And, you know, you can always go out and buy all of that stuff at the store and pay top dollar for it. Or you can create a costume. One other option is also to shop at a thrift store. So get somebody's Halloween costume from last year that's totally grown out of it, because you know how kids just kind of sprout like weeds. So sometimes they're wearing a pair of pants one day, and the next day, just a day later, they're high waters all of a sudden. So you can take and you can go and create some inexpensive outfits. Imagine life without nerds. Scott writes. He says it's you wouldn't have Intel, Apple, Cisco Systems, or Microsoft. And he says that's scary, and it sounds like a world populated by folks who couldn't imagine a world beyond network TV. Make your kid a nerd for a day. All you need is a rumpled white shirt with a coffee, soy sauce, or food stain option, baggy pants, an oversized belt, and make sure that you miss one belt loop and twist the belt before buckling it. One white dress sock and one inside-out white gym sock, scuffed black shoes with mismatched laces, maybe an old necktie and a pocket protector stuffed with cheap ballpoint pens. Many of these items can be picked up at a thrift store for next to nothing, or maybe you can just go into your own husband's closet and pull something together for your kids. But you can utilize this shopping trip as an opportunity to teach children about the value of money also, so I thought that was pretty great. You can make your child into a super nerd by adding plastic horn-rimmed glasses. For best results, just wrap adhesive tape around the bridge so it looked like they were broken. You can also turn your child into a mummy, and this will be fun. Tear an old sheet into long, thin strips. Your kid will probably love that idea. And if you have time, you can stitch the strips together. Otherwise, just wind your kid up and safety pin the strips to his current clothing, and voila, now you have a mummy. If you're planning a Halloween party, you can use cheap tissue paper to create a variation on this theme and have one kid just stand there while the other one runs around with streamers, and then you can make another mummy. You can do fun little contests by giving prizes for the best time, for the tightest wrap on things. You can do the most breaks in the wrap if you want while your child is running around. You got one kid running around, and so you can do a little mummy contest. Some of the younger kids might not be ready for silly costumes, so you might be able to get away with leotard and tights for cats. You can draw on their face. You can take cardboard cutouts for face masks and things like that, where you can design them yourself, and they can paint on them and be a part of the creativity. You can do a witch's costume just by simply cutting out armholes and a neck hole with a trash bag and put a little belt around it. But you can do different face painting. There's so many different things that you can do for Halloween that you can create fun costumes and things. One suggestion, if your neighborhood tends to be vandalized on Halloween, have your Halloween party out on the front porch. And remember, as an adult, kids love it when their parents do silly things, so dress up yourself. You could put a pumpkin head on. You can just wrap yourself in a sheet with a shower cap and cut a hole in a pumpkin, and voila. You don't have to spend a lot of money on Halloween, because what makes the event fun is that parents and kids are interacting together. And that is the key, and that's the best treat. Your child will not remember all of the toys that you bought them at the holidays or at Christmas or on their birthday that they played with three times and broke and then forgot about. Kids are going to remember the time that you spend with them individually, and that is what's so important about any holiday, is make the investment of time. The creation of the outfits, the walking through the neighborhood together, or the party that you host in your front yard, that's what the kids are going to remember. They're not going to remember all the other stuff. And isn't that a wonderful thing? And if you don't believe me, just think back to your own childhood and think about the things that you remember most. It wasn't the stuff. It was the events. I know that that was what was so powerful for me. Coming up in our next segment, we are going to have more Minutes on Your Money, and we are going to talk about debt settlement. You are listening to the Midweek Update on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. We will be right back with more in store just for you right after this.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there, totally.
Hi, this is Melanie, and I'm part of Two for the Road USA. I'm the X from Boomer and X. I've been test driving cars for several years, but in the last 18 months, I found it difficult to get in and out of the test vehicles. I kept complaining the manufacturers didn't make the seats large enough until I realized it was me who was too large at 220 pounds. Thanks to the Dirodori weight loss program, I lost 50 pounds. The Dirodori program is physician-supervised, non-surgical, safe, and effective, and you can lose up to 5 to 10 pounds the first week and 15 to 20 in a month. I did. It controls hunger and trains your body to burn fat, all on an easy-to-follow regimen of exercise, hydration, and delicious healthy eating. It is a three-phase program combining medication, nutrition, and exercise. This is an affordable program with counselors available at any time. I went from a size 20 to a size 10 in 7 months, and I feel like a different person. Check out my photos on twofortheroadusa.com. Click on Watch Melanie Lose Weight on Diradori. Call Diradori now at 480-661-9662.
Karen Gurm here. You probably recognize me as your segment host for News by the Numbers. Did you know I am also one of the certified NLP practitioners and a financial coach here at the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation? The most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Tiger Woods, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside they knew they could easily become. Financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. 1-866-966-9420, or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Even in today's economy, I, Count Dracula, have had to foreclose on my castle. But because of Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio, I have not only reacquired my castle, but I have opened a resort for the undead. Tune in to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. She's the only one not trying to suck you dry.
Here I am. Oh, you thought I wouldn't show up? You thought you could take your credit cards, live beyond your means, spend all you want, not budget a plan, and avoid me? I'm your worst nightmare, baby. Do you know who I am? My first name is bad, last name is dead. I promise you, I'm the one that you'll never forget. Cause I can turn your whole life into a wreck. Fix it so no bank will deposit your check. I'll make it so no creditor will show you respect. Hang around.
Welcome back to the show. You are listening to the Midweek Update on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Is Mr. Bad Debt knocking on your front door? If he is, and you've heard about debt settlement, and you are weighing the options of what to do with your credit card debt, Tara Siegel-Bernard writes from the New York Times about weighing the options you have with your credit card debt. Now, so many people have flocked to some of these debt settlement companies claiming that they can reduce your debts to a small fraction of what is owed by negotiating with creditors on your behalf. Now, if you are one of those people that has gotten yourself into trouble, whether you did it the Mr. Bad Debt way or it was by sheer accident, you were a victim of a catastrophic event like the death of an income-producing spouse, or you were injured and unable to work for a period of time and the bills just piled up, you lived off of credit cards. However you got to the debt, it doesn't matter. But now you're overwhelmed. Your outgo is much greater than your income, and you're not able to manage. The debt continues to escalate because of interest rates, and then you have over-limit fees on top of all of that. And what do you do? And bankruptcy might not be a viable option. You are afraid to call your creditors, or you didn't say the right things when you did, and you weren't able to get where you wanted to go. And these people are offering you an opportunity for relief. And they prey upon your desires to eliminate your stress, maybe save your marriage because you're bickering and arguing about money all the time and what has happened. You get cornered, and then you call these debt settlement companies. What you need to know about debt settlement companies is, number one, they don't do anything you cannot do yourself. So I'm going to preface that statement. Preface my next statement by saying, when I talk about what they offer service-wise, you can totally do this. We just wrapped up filming on our how to create credit and manage your debt on DVD. We just finished all of the filming last week, and we're in the process of editing it. And one of the things that we talk about is debt settlement on this DVD. And it's important that you understand what debt settlement is, because so many people reach to it, and then, especially when they do it with these companies, and these companies charge fees. They can charge fees a couple of different ways. If you're already in debt and not paying your bills, they know this. So as a result of being a high risk, they will take their fees up front. And sometimes it can be fairly pricey, into the hundreds or thousands of dollars. Sometimes, instead of upfront fees, they'll take a percentage of what they negotiate away, up to like 15%. So debt settlement companies are not genies. And Andrew Cuomo, who is the New York State's Attorney General, says that they do not have special powers to make your debt disappear. They have recently announced an investigation into more than a dozen debt settlement companies in New York State alone. Many of them require, like I said, the hefty upfront fees, but you got to be careful because there are no guarantees. Sometimes they don't deliver on their promises. Figuring out a reasonable way to shed debt may seem like an insurmountable task, one that you can't do yourself. One at the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation that we teach you how to do, how simple it is. I'm not saying it's easy, but the process is simple. You just got to do it. Take action. Make assessment. Key two. So the numbers aren't pretty. Here's an example. If you've lost your job and you're not earning enough, and if you carry $10,000 on a credit card with an 18% interest rate, and only make the minimum payment, it will take you 32 years to pay it off if they have you pay 1% of the balance. So think about this. That $10,000 in debt will take you 32 years to pay off, and you will pay $24,834 for it. So for every dollar you've borrowed, you are going to pay $2.48 for the privilege of borrowing it for that long. Is that nuts? That's nuts. So we've got to be able to figure out a way of what we can do. So if you are still current on your debts, that's going to be your strongest negotiating standpoint. You can do this yourself. It's totally within your realm of possibility. And with our Unlock Your Wealth protege, Nikki Payne, who spends time with us on our Saturday shows, and we talk about what she's up against and what she's doing, we just successfully negotiated some breathing room with a couple of different creditors of hers. And we'll talk about that this Saturday on the air, how that experience went and how simple it was to make it happen. And you know, one of the things that I get really upset about is these writers that are putting out these books and some of these, quote, personal finance gurus, unquote, who think they know everything, that vilify the banks and the lending institutions and the repositories and all these other people, when we would not have these issues if we didn't agree to take on the debt ourselves. At some point, there has to be some personal accountability and responsibility involved. Now, once that's done, and again, it's not about laying blame, but taking responsibility, then you can move to do something about it. And as such, these banks want to collect the money that they have lent you in good faith that you said that you would honestly repay. So they are more than willing to work with you to correct your debt. They are more than willing to help you stay on track. And they have a variety of options. You don't have to go to the debt settlement thing unless you've had an interruption in your income and you were not going to be able to replace that level of income. So it's not about a company downsizing or right-sizing and you're a displaced worker and you're just waiting to find another job. If your job does not exist anymore because of automation or because your job's been moved offshore to another country and you are unable or unwilling to move there, and you will never make that same amount of money, that's when debt settlement can be an option for you. But legally, bankruptcy might be a better alternative. Now, the bankruptcy laws have changed, so it's not like a complete wash. When you go and file for a bankruptcy, you have to pay your debts back now. But they eliminate a lot of the interest and added fees. The interest will cease, and they will negotiate a sum with the creditors that they will take for that. Now, it does tattoo up your credit report a little bit, and your credit score will go into the basement for a little bit. But understand that your credit is moving. I always try to remind people of this. Every day is a new day, and every day is another opportunity to build a credit profile. There are so many lenders out there that are just waiting for people to get through the bankruptcy process to give them another credit card. Number one reason why is because you can't file another bankruptcy for 10 years. So the likelihood of you trying to behave again is probably a little higher there. And because you are known to default on your debt, hence the bankruptcy, they know that they can charge you a higher interest rate and they can assess that risk. Now, what you want to do is make sure you never pay a dime of that interest, use the other people's money, OPM, and reestablish your credit and not pay interest. So learn how to do it right the next time. But, you know, bankruptcy is a much more viable alternative than just debt negotiation or debt settlement. But you can do debt settlement on your own. And the value in doing debt settlement over a bankruptcy is with debt settlement, it doesn't tattoo your credit report up so bad. And there are things that a bankruptcy won't get rid of or reduce or eliminate. And those two things are, number one, student loans, and number two, taxes. If you have back taxes, bankruptcy isn't going to help you. So you need to figure out a way to get rid of or work on those things. And if it's by reducing or eliminating some of your other debt, by doing a debt settlement negotiation, that's where the power lies for you as an individual. But to pay the expense of going to these companies and having them gouge you when there is so much information available, and we have books coming out that will teach you how to do that process, or if you are participating in the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation coaching program, that's what we do with you. We show you the way and empower you with information and then walk you through it so you get a handle for it. And then you do the rest on your own. So that's one of the benefits that we offer here, that you can take and gather that information to do it on your own. But, you know, I caution you guys when you think about debt settlement, because that's probably the last thing. There are so many other techniques that you can use that are available to you to repay your debt successfully and create some breathing room in an emergency fund that you don't really need to reach to debt settlement. So if you have a question, we would be happy here at the foundation to be able to give you some no-cost advice. We could do an initial consultation and help kind of guide you in the right direction if that's something that you're interested in. Again, this week's key is knowledge is power, not knowing is powerful. We've got an incredible show planned for you on Saturday. Again, we're going to talk about Nikki's progress, what she's accomplished, what she hasn't, and where she is in the process. And we had some little victories this week, so I'm excited to talk about those on this Saturday show. As always, we'll have our regularly scheduled segments, Minutes on Your Money, Millionaire Minutes. We have an Investor's Edge guest all about property tax and how to save money. So you have to tune in. Also, you have to tune in to win for this week's trivia question. If you'd like that trivia question before the show, sign up for the e-zine. It's e-zine at unlockyourwealth.com or visit the website and sign up on our subscription page, www.unlockyourwealth.com. Thanks for joining us for your 30-minute update, and we will talk with you on Saturday. Have a great week, folks.
I've had it up to here, listening to a small segment of people trying to put down America. America's the greatest land on earth, and we ought to be proud of what we have. I'm proud of America. I'm proud of our people, and I'm going to prove it. We're American and damn proud of it.
Frankly, I'm getting a little ticked off.
Go to hell.